Good Friday evening. Welcome to Palisade High School. I'm familiar with this place. Tonight's the Palisade Bulldogs and the Glenwood Demons. Girls coming up first in just a couple of minutes. Hope you're having a good night. Pull up a chair, as Vince Scully used to say, and tune into your radio, your streaming app. So get ready for a couple of good league games. The Glenwood Lady Demons snapped a three-game losing streak. They're 8-5, and they did it in fine fashion against a 6A, 5A Montrose Redhawks team, 52-47. It was an impressive win. It was the return of Brianna Sorensen to the lineup. And Sorensen, while she only had 2 points, really made a difference. Just her presence in the lineup. We're going to pause right now for our national anthem. Looks like the Palisade Chorale is going to treat us with a rendition. And memory serves, they do a wonderful job. Let's listen in. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was an all-girl choir. But
tremendous.
I mean, had great harmonies. And that was perfect.
Tight. Congratulations. Wonderful job. Stirring rendition of our national anthem. Good way to start. As I was saying, Glenwood 8-5. Got that big win over Montrose. Mentioning how Brianna Sorensen returned to the lineup. Just 2 points, couple from the free throw line. But just made a difference. Her experience, her presence, just kind of lifted the team confidence, and they played so much better. Jocelyn Spires was the leading scorer that night with 22 points, hitting some big threes, and they were sharp from the free throw line, had 16 steals. They're going to need a good effort against Palisade tonight. Palisade, they're 5-10 on the season, and they're last game was they got trounced on Tuesday night by Fruita Monument, 51-12.
Ooh.
Prior to that, they beat Grand Junction, lost to Montrose, 57-27. So if you want to play the comparison game, there's that. Barely beat Rifle in overtime. Called that game 33-31. And then lost to Summit on January 5th, 38-29. So Palisade young, they've got some talent. Coach Baber plays quite a few freshmen, so we'll see how they match up with the Glenwood Lady Demons tonight. Our starters for Glenwood: Ruby Patch, a senior; Matea Ennewald, who was outstanding against Montrose with 18 points; Jocelyn Spires, a senior; and Tori Taylor, and then Brianna Sorensen. Starting for Palisade, 6 foot sophomore Eddie Ritterbush, she's leading scorer on the team, averaging just under 13 points a game. Junior, 5'10 junior Chloe Simons. 5'10 freshman Lila Lancaster. 5'8 senior Ali Sirianni, and 5'5 freshman Lily Taylor. And we remarked, I saw, you know, Rhonda's Mosier still using the crutch. She ditched it at some point, at one point in the game against Montrose.
Yeah.
And I went down and I said, I'm sorry if we got you in trouble with your doctor. She said, no problem.
Yeah, the crutch wasn't even seen in the second half of
that
game.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is a serious timeout because the crutch is gone. But she's using it a little more tonight. She said, I got to take it easy. But her assistant coach, assistant athletic director, Jordan DeCrow, her arm's in a sling, so they're quite the pair.
Yeah.
Rhonda's got a crutch under her left arm, and Jordan's got a sling on her right arm. Her injury, also from a skiing accident.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So, yeah.
All they need now is one of the other coaches to have a neck brace or something and complete the trifecta there.
There you go. Here we go. Opening tip taken by Glenwood. A little double tip there by Matea Ennewald. Brianna Sorensen's got it. Goes right wing to Jocelyn Spires. Spires dribbling around, being guarded closely there. Dishes off to Brianna Sorensen. Calls out a play. Brianna with a drive. Stops. Bounce pass underneath it. Matea Ennewald lost it. Kicks it out to Jocelyn. Backs up for a three on the wing. In and out. No good. Rebound. Tori Taylor put back. She's fouled and TT to the line.
We were watching warm-ups, and Glenwood was hitting a lot of threes during warm-ups. It was, Spires hit several, Sorensen hit several, Patch hit several. So,
Tori Taylor missed the first free throw. The foul was called against Lily Taylor, her first.
Well, and against Montrose, we saw Spires hit, what, four threes?
Second free throw off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Palisade. Ritterbush comes up with it, brings up. Bounce pass on the right side there. Ritterbush now with the ball. Back to Lily Taylor. Taylor over to Lila Lancaster. Chloe Simons. Simons stops at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Ritterbush, right wing. Guarded there by Spires. Both teams playing with a lot of energy right now in the opening minute. And we got a foul already against Spires.
Ooh. Boy, that wasn't much of a foul there.
No. Now that's a bit concerning.
No,
yeah. We're not even in the first minute. You got your best shooter for the first foul. Ritterbush goes to Lily Taylor, right wing. Top of the key to Lancaster. Ritterbush left wing. Her pass down low, picked off by Ennewald. Goes down to Spires, and she rolled it off her foot and out of bounds. Matea saying, my bad. Wasn't a clean pass. No score yet, just underway. Ritterbush into Lily Taylor. Calls out a play. Goes to Lancaster. Cross-court pass. Nobody there, but there to retrieve it is Chloe Simons. Simons to Lancaster. Kicks it out. Ritterbush in the far corner. Now at the right wing. Spires staying right with her. Simons has it. Top of the key. Ritterbush trying to get open underneath. Spires won't let her go. Lily Taylor, yo-yo on the ball up and down, guarded closely by Ruby Patch. Right wing to Ritterbush. We're scoreless so far. Chloe Simons finds a lane, and the ball is stripped, knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by, I think it was
Spires.
Oh, Spires?
Yeah, Spires got a hand in as she was trying to bring it up.
Amari Maestas comes in, replacing Ali Seriani. No score yet. The bounce pass knocked away by Ennewald. 6:06 to go in the first. Who can maintain this defensive pressure and energy? It's going to be a key. Pass into Lily Taylor. Goes top of the key to Chloe Simons. Simons backs up. Here's Ritterbush, right wing to Simons. Down to Ritterbush along the baseline. Pass through the key. Shot put up by Lily Taylor. Good from the baseline. A 10-footer. And Palisade strikes first. 2-0 Palisade. Pass down to Tori Taylor. And she banks it in. Nice feed from Ruby Patch. So a couple of Taylors. Tori Taylor and Lily Taylor. account for the points. Ritterbush loses the ball. Stripped by Joslyn Spires. Her pass picked off. Taken back by Ritterbush. Coming up the court, out number 3-1, waits for her teammates, goes to Simons for three in the corner. That's, banks it high, missed it, rebound taken by Spires. Spires through the fast break. Spires looking to his right, her right, takes it all the way, shoots it, and scores it. Joslyn Spires, a little pull-up jumper from 5 feet. And it's 4-2 Glenwood. Glenwood with the press, 5 minutes to go in the first.
Great pace to the start of this game.
Yeah. There's a turnover forced by the Glenwood defense. Taylor threw it out of bounds. Spires will inbound. Taylor out. She's replaced by Lexi Taylor, her sister. Spires backcourt to Brianna Sorensen. 4-2 Glenwood. Sorensen right wing to Ruby Patch. Patch dribbles once, hands it off to Tori Taylor. In the paint, puts up a shot from the free throw line. Air ball, it's out of bounds. And while trying to save it, couldn't get to it. 4-2 Glenwood. Nykerk's being summoned to the table to go check in.
It's like Lily Taylor back in for Lexi. I think it was one of those pull her out so the coach can talk to her about something and put her right back in.
Palisade beats the press. Up the court comes Chloe Simons, gets double teamed, then tied up, and a jump ball is called. Possession will remain with Palisade.
Glenwood's pretty good at that backside help coming. You know, oftentimes whenever a driver stops dribbling and tries to turn around, there's somebody right there in her face.
Lancaster inbounding baseline. Gets it in just in time to Lily Taylor. Dribbles around top of the key. Holt calls out a play. And a steal by Brianna Sorensen. Battling for it. Jump ball called. Glenwood ball. Brianna, the other night against Montrose, had her left wrist taped up. Now she's just got a one of those neoprene braces on there. I complimented her on her passing, especially that one to Anawald that we're still talking about today.
Yeah.
Patch up the court to Tori Taylor. TT back to Patch. Goes in the far near corner to Joslyn Spires for three. She traveled. Too bad because she buried that one. Was in rhythm and knocked it down, but the ref called her for traveling. 4-2 Glenwood, 4:14 to go in the first. Glenwood with the press again. Kicks it into Addie Ritterbush. Ritterbush gets the ball back. Goes up the court to Lily Taylor. Drives. Gets stuffed there, but a foul's going to be called.
It's going to be on Tori Taylor. Yep.
Her first, second team foul. It's going to send Lily Taylor to the line for two shots.
Boy, they're calling that a shot?
Yeah.
That didn't look like she was going
not
for
at all.
A shot.
Not at all. First free throw is good. She's got all three of Palisade's points. Taylor's next free throw to tie. Got it. The freshman is good on both of them. 4-4 score. 4:06 to go in the first. Patch goes to Taylor. Almost double team. Kicks it up to Spires in the far corner. Back to Taylor. Taylor down to Spires in the corner. Goes down to Matea Anawald. Dribbles once. Kicks it out to Ruby Patch. Fakes a three. Kicks it out top of the key to Brianna Sorensen. Resets the offense. Now goes to Taylor in the key. Kicks it out to Patch. Patch back to Taylor. Baseline. Taylor with a drive. Scoop shot with the right hand. Beautiful shot, but just rolled off the rim. Rebound chased down by Anawald. Gets hold of it. Goes to Sorensen. Sorensen underhands it to Ruby Patch. Back to Sorensen. Left wing to Joslyn Spires. Spires fakes a three with two defenders on her. Bounce pass clears. Goes to Taylor. Taylor to Sorensen. Now to Taylor. Taylor with a drive. Shot from the baseline. Banks it. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Ritterbush. Still 4-4. Here's a steal by Spires who takes it, shoots it, scores it. Took it away from Ritterbush. Boy, that was a hard-earned basket.
Yes. Spires is tenacious. She just will not leave you alone.
6-4 Glenwood.
She traveled. Yep.
Traveling, called against Ritterbush. Is it a good defense there at half court by Spires? Taylor comes out. Bailey Winder, who just played a JV game, in for Glenwood, leading 6-4 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sorensen, left wing to Spires. Spires bounce pass to Anawald. Kick out pass to Sorensen. Fakes the three, underhands it to Spires. Spires cross court to Nykerk. Nykerk back to Spires. Over to Sorensen. They're getting rid of the ball quickly. Cross court pass to Nykerk. Spots up for a three. That's off. She traveled.
Yeah, they're calling that kind of that set step that three-pointers, three-point shooters all often take. They're calling that as a travel, which, not sure I would call all of those travels. Yeah. But.
Ritterbush, here's a pass stolen by Nykerk. Nykerk chases it down. Cross-court pass to Sorensen. Sorensen fakes the three, drives. Shot in the lane, won't get the bounce, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Palisade. Glenwood ball at the baseline. Both teams playing tight D.
I was going to say, this is a lot of work for each basket here.
Spires, top of the key to Sorensen. Sorensen to Ennewald. Cross court passes, flips it over to Nykerk. Nykerk in the inner quarter to Spires for three. You
there
betcha! Jocelyn Spires in rhythm, knocks it down. She's got 7 points, 9-4 Glenwood. Lancaster, Palisade gets it across. Here's Chloe Simons. Simons to Maestas. Maestas down low to Taylor. Taylor with a drive, has the ball stripped, gets it back. Kick out pass to Lancaster, into Lily Taylor. And Taylor knocks it down from 15 feet, and a timeout is called, a 30-second timeout called by Palisade. 9-6 Glenwood, with a minute 54 to go. In the first quarter, I've learned my lesson. Look at that clock and commit to memory. 154 is Lily Taylor's accounting for all of Palisade's points.
Yeah, she's 5'5", one of the two freshman twins, the Taylor twins that are out there. But she's got a nice shot. I mean, just a good release, high arc, and then she's drained every one of them she's taken so far.
Nine-six Glenwood. Nykerk will inbound. Minute 54 to go in the first.
It's like Palisade's going to a loose press.
Sorensen to Winder. Back to Sorensen. Back to Winder across the timeline. Lobs it to Ennewald. Underhands it to Sorensen. Top of the key. Looking right. Goes right to Nykerk. Back to Sorensen. Ennewald back to Nykerk. Three-pointer right wing. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Lily Taylor. 9-6 Glenwood. Minute and a half to go in the first. Ritterbush playing the point. Asking for some help. Goes to Lily Taylor. Ritterbush trying to get open. Maestas has it left wing. Drives around the pick. Stops top of the key. Goes to Ritterbush. Fadeaway jumper. She's fouled. She'll go to the line for two.
You know, Winder had good position on that, but you could tell as soon as Ritterbush went for the shot, you saw Winder's arms come straight down, just kind of right down on, you know, if you just go straight up with that. And she knew it as soon as she did it. She turned and she looked at her coach and said, I'm sorry.
Ritterbush perfect on that first free throw, 9-7 Glenwood. Tori Taylor in for Matea Ennewald to give her a breather. Ruby Patch is checking back in. She'll replace Sorensen. Ritterbush second free throw is perfect. Nothing but net. 9-8 Glenwood, a minute 13 to go in the first. Spires to Nykerk. Nykerk to Tori Taylor, kicks it out the patch. Bad pass. Threw a little ahead of her and out of bounds. Another turnover for Glenwood.
Yeah, they got five turnovers in this first quarter.
Taylor inbounding goes to Ritterbush. She's facing a double team. Now Nykerk is the only one on her. Pass up the court to Lila Lancaster. Lancaster to Chloe Simons. Lays it up and in. And Palisade has the lead. 10-9 Palisade. Spires. Tori Taylor. Taylor with a drive. Floater to the right hand. Off the fingertips. No good. Rebound taken by Palisade. Ritterbush will walk it up. Looks over to her coach. Calls out a play. 10-9 Palisade. 32 seconds left here in the first. Here's a pass picked off by Jocelyn Spires. Crosshand dribble, takes it all the way, lays it up and in. Just like that.
She is so quick on that steal.
11-10 Glenwood. They continue to press. Pestering the ball, and A foul is going to be called against Nykerk. Her first. That's four team fouls for Glenwood. We're still in the first quarter. Taylor out. Her sister Lexi in. Lancaster inbounds against the press. 16 seconds left. Running out of time. And the pass knocked away by Spires. Fake shoots. Scores. Oh, man. Quick hands of Jocelyn Spires. Quickly is a 13-10 lead. Baseball pass up the court. Picked up by Tori Taylor. Taylor to Spires. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Spires with a drive. Scoop shot. No good. She's fouled. Jocelyn Spires has come to play tonight. With 1 second left, she will go to the line for two shots.
Well, Glenwood up to the same thing they were at the last game we saw against Montrose. They've got seven steals already. Jocelyn Spires has four of those, helping her get her 11 points. But
Jocelyn.
Make that 12. She perfect. Just hit her first free throw.
Got 12 points. Unbelievable already. Next free throw. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Ritterbush. And that'll do it for the first quarter. It's Glenwood 14, Palisade 10 after one quarter. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School this Friday night. Glad you could join us here on KMTS. Glenwood leading Demons after one quarter play, leading Palisade 14-10. Lady Bulldogs get the ball to start the second quarter. Ritterbush inbounding to Lexi Taylor. Taylor with a drive. Tori Taylor guarding her closely. A near steal by Ruby Patch. Knocked the ball away. Retrieved by Maestas. Her pass almost picked off. Knocked away by Sorensen. Battle for it, but with Patch on the floor. Battle, and the jump ball goes to Glenwood.
That smothering defense. We see, you know, Lily Taylor coming back in for Lexi Taylor. They've got a quick switch on those two.
Yeah. Patch into Brianna Sorensen. 14-10 Glenwood. Sorensen flips it to Spires. Back to Sorensen. Top of the key to Innewald. Innewald to Patch in the near corner to Sorensen. Back to Patch. Patch back to Sorensen. Down to Innewald in the key. Kicks it out to Spires. Spires to Sorensen. Top of the key. Dribbles a couple times. Puts on the brakes. Her pass tipped. And in the hands of Addie Ritterbush. And stolen back by Tori Taylor. Taylor gets it. Dribbles between the legs. Goes to Spires. Spires down low to Brianna Sorensen. Lays it up and in on the foul. Oh, Spires to Sorensen. Great connection. Brianna with the bucket and the foul. And thanks to Tori Taylor for that steal. She almost lost it and then did a little thing between the legs. And that was pretty tricky. Brianna with her first field goal. Since coming back to the lineup, her free throw is off the rim, no good. 16-10 Glenwood. Lily Taylor. Taylor gets the top of the key. Flips it over to Maestas. Far corner. Here's a pass picked off by Tori Taylor. Taylor to Brianna Sorensen up the left side. Sorensen drives around right side. Puts on the brakes. Goes to underneath to Innewald, missed the shot, couldn't find the sweet spot on the glass, and the ball goes out of bounds to Palisade. So Sorensen and Innewald trying to get that connection going. It was so magical against Montrose.
Yeah, threading three needles at once.
Yep, 16-10 Glenwood. There's a pass to Taylor. Shot put up by from 17 feet, put up by Ali Seriani, doesn't go. Rebound taken by Glenwood. Spires left wing gets a pick. Nice pass to Tori Taylor with a nice left-handed scoop shot. That was pretty.
Tell you what, she's got that kind of underhanded,
yeah,
you know, drive. We've seen her use that several times.
TT with 4 points, 18-10 Glenwood. That's a really pretty shot. Simons has a double team, loose ball knocked away. Taylor gets the loose ball, racing to the hoop, and banks it in. Tori Taylor is having a night. 6 points at 20-10 Glenwood, and timeout called by Palisade. A full timeout, 5:58 to go in the half. 20-10 Glenwood. This is KMTS. 58 remaining in the first half. Glenwood with a 10-point lead. Tori Taylor, a couple of steals, a couple of quick buckets. She gets a break. 20-10 Lady Demons. Palisade with the ball. Lily Taylor accounting from most of the Palisade offense brings it up. Oh, she stepped across the line. She got away with it. Rita Bush, almost stolen ball, knocked away. Taken by Simon. She's double-teamed. They're doubling the ball every time someone gets it. Chloe Simons to Taylor. Baseline. Drives along the baseline. Pass to Ennewald. A foul's going to be called against Matea. And that'll be her first. Team foul number five. Sirianni inbounding the baseline. Ennewald guarding the inbounds pass. Pass picked off by Jocelyn Spires.
Wow.
Spires behind the back dribble. She is so quick. Flips it left side to Brianna Sorensen on the wing. Stops, hands it back to Spires, right wing to Ruby Patch. Sets up for a three. That's off the rim. Barely got iron. Mostly glass. Rebound to Palisade. Ritterbush brings it up. Still scoreless is Ritterbush. Leading score on the team, 13 a game. Chloe Simon's getting frustrated. Taylor. Now Braylee McCaskill. Go down to Ritterbush. Shoots and missed the shot. Ritterbush, I'm sorry, has two free throws. She's going to go back to the line.
Yeah, they called that one on Ennewald. You could tell Matea did not think that was a foul. That was a very light touch.
20 to 10 Glenwood, 5:06 to go in the half. Ritterbush at the line for two shots. First free throw bounces off the rim. Tori Taylor back in. Ennewald's going to come out. And suddenly it seems like Glenwood's got a little more depth.
Yeah.
You know? The way TT's playing. Matea can afford to sit for a little bit. Second free throw is good. Ritterbush hits one out of two. She's got 3 points. 20 to 11 Glenwood. Pass up the court to Brianna Sorensen. Three-pointer from the corner. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound Patch. Patch clears it. Goes to Tori Taylor. She'll put up a long jump shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tip taken by Sorensen on the left wing. Ball bouncing Glenwood's way. Sorensen stops. Top of the key. Goes to Ennewald. Nykirk goes down to Tori Taylor, and Taylor with a soft touch off the window. Good. She's got 8 points, that girl. 22-11, Glenwood, their biggest lead. 4:35 to go.
Yeah, Taylor won't be stopped inside the paint. She finds a way to get a shot up.
Pass down to Ritterbush, and stolen, or at least Spires tied her up, forced the jump ball. Possession will remain with the Bulldogs. Spires is inspired tonight. Lila Lancaster inbounds it to Ritterbush. Kicks it top of the key to McCaskill. Left wing to Lily Taylor. Guarded there by Spires. What? Are you serious? They called Jocelyn for a foul?
Wow.
These are like don't breathe on me fouls.
Yeah, these are ticky-tack fouls. Well, it's putting her to the line for one and
yeah,
one now.
It's bonus time. Oh, that was, I don't know.
Yeah, that was bad.
Lily Taylor's first free throw, no good. Rebound off the hands of Tori Taylor, taken by Nykirk. Nykirk to Spires up the right side, 22-11 Glenwood. Spires in the near corner to Sorensen. Down low to Tori Taylor at the baseline. Drew pivots, fake shoots, scores! Tori Taylor's on fire!
I'm telling you, she is not going to be stopped.
10
down
points
low
for TT, 24-11 Glenwood. Ritterbush without a field goal. Passes to McCaskill. To Simon. She's double-teamed. And tied up by Tori Taylor. Jump ball possession, Glenwood. And here comes Maddie Stewart checking in for Spires. Getting a breather. She's a little red in the face. But she's been running 90 miles an hour. Well, Nykirk.
Half of that is probably anger at that foul
up
call.
Up the court to Tori Taylor. Almost lost it. Got it back. Takes it all the way. Lays it up in the left hand. Right hand. No good. Rebound. Taylor. She's fouled. Her left arm was grabbed. Are they going to call it against Tori? No.
No.
They are.
They are.
What? I disagree.
Wow.
Vehemently. She got the rebound and her left arm was almost pulled out of the socket. So Lila Lancaster at the line for a one-and-one. First free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Nykirk. Cradles it tightly. Sorensen with a drive in traffic. Lays it up and in with three defenders collapsing on her. Brianna Sorensen knocks it down. 26-11. Boy, it's good to have her back. Glenwood with the big lead, 3:25 to go in the first half. Lily Taylor met there by Maddie Stewart, who just pays a steal by Brianna Sorensen and lost it out of bounds. Couldn't quite hang on to it. Tori Taylor coming out for a much-deserved breather. And Bailey Winder filling in for her. Ritterbush. Pass down low to Simons. And traveling against...
Yeah.
Sorry, that was Ali Seriani with the travel. Simons checking in for Lila Lancaster.
It's 14 turnovers for Palisade in this first half.
Nykerk into Bailey Winder against the press. Back to Nykerk. Nykerk to Sorensen. Back to Nykerk. And she'll get it across the line. Finds a lane. Puts up a floater with the right hand. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Bailey Winder. Got the loose ball. Hands it off to Stewart. Stewart to Sorensen. Top of the key. Into Nykerk. In the paint. Drives. Shoots. Banks it in.
Nice.
Taya Nykerk with a great move to the bucket. Her first basket. It's 28-11 Glenwood. 2:48 to go in the half. Lily Taylor calls out a play, brings it up. Stewart there to meet her at half court. Gets around the pick. Her pass not tipped away and ends up in the hands of Nykerk. Up the court to Ruby Patch. Patch fakes, shoots, scores. This is insane. 30-11 Glenwood. 2:25 to go. And Glenwood not missing a beat no matter who Coach Mosier puts in. They're playing like a team. Lily Taylor's got to get it across the line. She finally, nope, 10 seconds. She's taking too much time. See the refs, who's a change of possession. You see them doing this with their arm. They're counting, And, yeah, she took 10 seconds plus. 30-11 Glenwood. Come up on the two-minute mark here in the half. Stewart, left wing, looking indecisive. Now goes to Sorensen, back to Stewart. Stewart to Sorensen. In the far corner, down low to Bailey Winder. Banks it, missed the shot. Rebound, Patch, put back. Won't go. Ball caroms around, ends up in the hands of Palisade, taken by Maestas. She's taking it coast to coast. Lays it up, blocked. But the loose ball ends up with Taylor. She missed the shot from 8 feet. Loose ball taken by Sorensen. Up the court to Ruby Patch. Patch, kick out pass up into the hands of Lily Taylor. Couple of turnovers for Glenwood. Here's Simon. Simon's to Taylor. Top of the key, long two-pointer, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor, battle for it. Taken by Nykerk, who's sitting down, hands it off to Bailey Winder, to Sorensen. Sorensen, top of the key, dribbles right side, underhands it to Ruby Patch. Patch to Nykerk from the free throw line. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Simons for Palisade. 30-11 Glenwood, a minute 13 to go in the half. Simons to Ritterbush, 10-foot jumper good. Her first field goal at the 108 mark. Ritterbush, first field goal. 30-13 brings it into a dry spell for Palisade. Sorensen with a drive. Kick out pass to Nykerk. Baseline jumper from 18, won't go. From 15 feet, won't go. Rebound in the hands of Ritterbush up the left side. Ritterbush with that long ponytail flopping up and down. Puts up a shot, blocked, but a foul's going to be called, I think, against Sorensen. It is, and it'll be two shots for Ritterbush. She's been living at the line tonight so far. Sorensen's first foul, ninth team foul, fouled in the act of shooting two shots. Ritterbush with the first free throw. And didn't quite get the shooter's roll. Lexi Taylor in for her sister Lily. 45 seconds left. 6 foot sophomore Ritterbush at the line. Second free throw is good. 30-14 Glenwood. Bailey Winder inbounding. She's going to keep Spires and Taylor and Ennewald on the bench for the last few seconds. Winder's got it top of the key. Right wing to Stewart. Stewart with a drive. Baseline. Puts up a jumper, air ball over the basket. Rebound taken by Patch. Patch to Nykerk. Nykerk with the drive. And we got a foul. It's just the fourth team foul.
It's going to be against Fricky.
Patch inbounding baseline. Goes into Maddie Stewart. Stewart to Patch. Patch lobs it down to Winder. Turnaround jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Taylor. McCaskill. Jumper from by Chloe Simons from 17 doesn't go. Rebound taken by Winder. Battle for it. You got a jump ball called. Possession will remain with Palisade. 12 seconds left. Clintwood's hit a little bit of a dry spell, but some of the backups in. They're taking care of the ball for the most part. Lancaster inbounds pass to Ritterbush. Long jump shot from 18 won't go. Rebound Sorensen. Sorensen up to 4, 5 seconds. Little backhand flip to Nykerk. Nykerk call for traveling. Too bad. A little floater there. Knocked it down, but move that foot. 2 seconds left. There's a full court pass put up by Nykerk. Launch one at the buzzer. Ooh. Clanked it off the window.
So almost banked it in. Looked like it could have gone.
That'll do it for the first half. Glenwood, the dominant first half. 30-14. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. It's halftime. The Glenwood Lady Demons leading the Palisade Bulldogs 30-14. It's Glenwood with a 14-10 edge over Palisade, or I should say Joslyn Spires, with a 12-10 edge. She was amazing. And then a 16-14 edge over the Palisade Bulldogs in the second quarter. First quarter belonged to Joslyn Spires. Second quarter belonged to Tori Taylor. Glenwood just outstanding defensively, forcing a lot of turnovers. Staying with the press and not abandoning that despite a lot of fouls being called against Glenwood, sending the Palisade to the line quite a bit. We got Anna Wall with 2 fouls. Tori Taylor picked up 2. Joslyn Spires picked up a foul early on. She's got 2. But Coach Rhonda Mosier kept up the defensive pressure, and it really paid off as they pulled away with a 30-14 lead here at half. Spires with 12 points at the half. All scored in the first quarter. Tori Taylor with 10 points, 8 of those in the second quarter after steals, layups, just driving to the basket. Brianna Sorensen, her first couple of field goals since returning to the lineup. She's got 4 points. Ruby Patch with the bucket. Taya Nykerk with a basket. Addie Ritterbush held to 1 field goal. She's got 6 points at the half. The rest of her points coming from the stripe. Chloe Simons with the basket. Lily Taylor did most of the scoring in the first quarter for Palisade. She's got 6.
Yeah, Glenwood leading the rebound battle. They've got 14 rebounds, 7 on the offensive side, as opposed to only 9 rebounds for Palisade, 0 second chances, so 0 offensive rebounds. The big stat here is really the steals. Glenwood has 13 steals, adding to Palisade's total of 17 turnovers all overall. I mean, Spires has 5 steals. Taylor has 4 steals. Kind of giving you an indication where a lot of those points are coming from, whether they be several of Spires have been on inbound passes right underneath their own basket.
Yeah.
She just takes the ball and shoots it up right then and there. So yeah, defensively just really having their way with them. You got to wonder how long can they keep up that pace, and are they going to back off a little bit in the second half, especially with a 16-point lead. You would imagine they would back off a little bit, but just because there's not a whole lot of bench help and relief, so they're going to start getting tired. But yeah, just a great first half, lots of fun.
Yeah, 13 steals at the half. They had 16 total against Montrose.
Right. Yeah. So at this pace, they're going to be 25, 28.
Yeah.
that's crazy. We've never seen a game like that. But I imagine, like I said, it's probably not going to stay at that intensity as long as they have this kind of a lead.
Well, that win over Montrose was significant because, again, it's against the bigger school. It was expected to be tighter, maybe even a loss. Wouldn't have been surprised, but, I mean, they came out and just played with great confidence and executed the offense.
Well, and I think it served as a confidence booster for them.
Absolutely.
I mean, coming out and getting Sorensen back, getting some of their rhythm back, and man, it could be the beginning of a little bit of a momentum shift in their season.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you don't like to look ahead, but I'm going to do that anyway.
They're not listening. It's okay.
They've got Summit on Tuesday. That's a winnable game. Grand Junction is down this year. That's at Glenwood on Thursday the 26th. Battle Mountain comes to Glenwood Tuesday the 31st. These are winnable games. I mean, if they don't let down and stay focused and keep playing their game, they could go on a nice little run here. But Rhonda's not going to let them slip up or take their foot off the gas by any stretch.
I feel a couple threes coming from Spires here. I just watched her in halftime warm-up. She drained three more of them. I mean, she's not even touching rim. She's not touching anything.
Her shots are, those threes are suspenseful because it takes a while for them to come down from the rafters.
Right.
Those rainbow threes are so beautiful. But really impressed with Tori Taylor's game.
You gotta wonder, Inawal's not gonna sit back and let another half go by without her getting some as well.
No,
so
no.
You know that she's gonna be getting on the board here. She's so much of a presence down low. Now they called her on a couple of those tacky fouls down there, but you know, one of them was a pretty clean block.
I mean
obviously we're making the call from the top of the stands up here, but from our perspective, boy, that looked pretty clean.
Well, we got the confirmation from Jordan DeCroix, the assistant athletic director, that the new baseball coach for Glenwood is Rob Norville, who was an assistant with Eric Nieselanik last year. And so Rob is taking over as the new head baseball coach. Coach Corey Hitchcock out having a chat with Rhonda and all his good friends at Glenwood, where he coached for many years. He didn't see me up here. He's too short. Oh, I'm killing it.
In case you didn't hear that, Coach, Ron said that you were too short. I just want to make sure that gets out there.
Sorensen gets the inbounds pass. Glenwood leading 30-14. Here we go. Patch to Tori Taylor. Taylor double teamed. Kicks it over to Sorensen right wing. Sorensen down low to Inawald. Inawald kicks it out to Patch. Patch for a 15-footer. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Patch, maybe falls to the floor. They're going to call jump ball. Possession goes to Palisade. 30-14, Glenwood. Second half just underway. Lily Taylor dribbles into trouble. Threw the ball away. Now they're saying last touch by Patch. Maddie Ritterbush will inbound. Goes to Taylor. Smothered there and a steal. Taylor just taken away by Tori Taylor. Hands it off to Ruby Patch, who lays it up and in with the left hand. Ruby Patch with her second bucket. 32-14. Tori Taylor just said, this is mine.
Yeah,
thank
she
you.
Just reached out and took that ball.
Ritterbush has it half court. Met there by Taylor. Goes to Seriani. She's double teamed. In trouble, threw it off the foot of Patch, and it rolls out of bounds. And Glenwood showing no signs of letting up here. Whoever gets the ball gets doubled on. Taylor brings it up, met there by Tori Taylor. Here's Chloe Simons down to Ritterbush, wraparound pass knocked away, and a shot put up, blocked by Inawald. They're going to call foul. She got all ball. Seriously? No. Matea picks up her third.
Boy. See a rare moment of frustration on Matea's face.
Yeah.
She turned around.
The smile disappeared.
Yeah.
Lila Lancaster misses the first free throw. Rolls off the back of the rim. Lancaster's second free throw is good. 32-15, Glenwood. Spires up the court to Sorensen in the corner to Inawald in the paint. Gets tripped up and a foul. Matea will go to the line, I think. Nope, on the floor.
She was on the floor.
She was on the floor.
Yeah,
she ended up
on the floor, yep. For sure.
Patch inbounding. Goes to Sorensen. High post, right side. Met there by a defender. Splits the double team. And a traveling call against Brianna.
Yeah, I think Taylor tried to come up and give her a screen, and it ended up just kind of getting in her way.
32-15 Glenwood. 6:38 to go, third quarter. Lily Taylor. Bounce pass to Lancaster. Gets doubled, tied up, jump ball called.
Position, tell you what, Glenwood. In that press, Taylor meets whoever is bringing the ball up at the half court here.
Yeah, it's
and
game over.
And then she starts going back and forth, and she creates that double team. And she's just messing them up.
Game over. Spires left wing. Spires, Sorensen. Taylor near the free throw line. Turn around, jump shot off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Palisade. They're going to call. Boy, that was a quick whistle. Jiminy. Against Spires, her third. Let them play.
Yeah.
I mean, both ways. Tori Taylor knocks the ball away, gets the steal, loses it, gets it back. Scoop shot with the right hand, missed. She said she was fouled. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It's Glenwood ball. Tori immediately said, she got me on the wrist. Patch inbounding. Patch goes to Spires, left wing, three-pointer. You betcha.
There it is.
Joslyn Spires, the rainbow, and there's a pot of gold at the end of it.
I told you it was coming. You could tell she was just dialed in today.
35-15, Glenwood by 20. 5:44 to go. There's a pass. They kick it out to Simons for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Matea Enwald. Quickly up the court to Ruby Patch. All alone, lays it up and in with the left hand. Matea Enwald, great rebound and an immediate outlet pass. 37-15, Glenwood. Here's Lily Taylor. Taylor met there by Patch. Here's Addie Riddibush. Riddibush to Simons. Drives along the baseline. Shot is blocked by Matea Enwald. Gets the loose ball. Another block.
Beautiful.
Spires up the court to Patch. Patch. Oh, where's she throwing it? She threw it right into the hands of Maestas for Palisade. Riddibush trying to drive. Kick out pass to Simons. Baseline jumper. Barely got the rim. Ball tipped away. Taken by Riddibush. Put back good. Riddibush with her first field goal. First field goal for Palisade at the 4:55 mark of the third quarter. Sorensen with a drive. Gets double team. Kick out pass to Spires. Top of the key. Three-pointer. Yo! Off the rim. No good. Rebound on the floor. Battle for it. Between Riddibush and Tori Taylor, or Ruby Patch, and both of them trying to get off their ponytails. Tori Taylor comes out for a breather. Taya Nykirk in for her. 37-17, Glenwood, 4:37 to go. There's a pass to Maestas, bad pass. Joslyn Spires almost gets the steal. Jump ball called, possession goes to Glenwood. Patch inbounding to Sorensen. Soft press by Palisade up the court to Patch. Goes up to Nykirk, threw it over her head and retrieved there by Simons. Turnover by Glenwood. Riddibush has it, almost traveled. Hands it out to Lorna Lancaster. Riddibush with a drive, stops at the free throw line, kicks it out to Simons. Step back three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Spires. Spires with defenders all around her, up the court to Taya Nykirk, who dribbles once, shoots, and scores. Nykirk with a bucket. 39-17, Glenwood, under 4 minutes to go in the third. Riddibush brings it up for Palisade. And a timeout called by Palisade. It's going to be a full timeout. 3:56 left in the third. 39-17, Glenwood. This is KMTS. Palisade called that timeout and turned the ball over. So Glenwood has the ball. Palisade with the press, and we got a foul, a quick foul against Kate Fricky. Not Amari Maestas. That's the old roster I had. But Maestas, our number 15 is Kate Fricky. She commits the foul. Her third. Palisade with the press. Sorensen brings it up right side. Gets past the double team. And the foul is going to be called against Palisade.
That's again against Fricky. That's her fourth, real quick.
It's kind of a Freaky Friday. She comes out. She comes out along with Lorna Lancaster. 39-17 Glenwood, 3:41 to go here in the third quarter. Spires gets the inbounds for Glenwood. Dribbles around left side, stops top of the key, goes to Sorensen left wing. Sorensen back to Spires. Spires to Maddie Stewart. Stewart back to Spires. Bounce pass to Ennewald. Ennewald call for traveling. Good defense by Ritterbush. Forced her to take a step there.
It's the fifth traveling call against Glenwood.
3:22 left. Ritterbush right wing to Brene Snover. They go around the perimeter. Ritterbush for three, left wing, and got the bounce. Got the friendly roll there. Just plopped over the rim, 39-20, Glenwood. Pass down low to Maddie Stewart, and Stewart lays it up and in.
That's a good shot by Stewart. Contested, somebody right in her face.
41-20. Again, she played a full JV game. Got lots of energy. And there's a pass over to Simon. She's trapped in the near corner of the steal by Joslyn Spires. Two on two for Spires. Stops, pops from 8 feet. Won't get the bounce. Rebound tipped by Ennewald. Taken by Stewart. Stewart to Nykerk. Nykerk at the paint. Right-hand floater. Bank shot good. The bank is open for Taya Nykerk. She's got 6 points. 43-20. Glenwood. 2:25 left. Ritterbush cross-hand dribble. And we got a jump ball called as Sorensen getting tied up there with Braylee McCaskill. Lindsay Inman in for Palisade. He's got a big old brace on that right knee. He's replacing Snover. Palisade ball at the baseline. Inbounding goes. They go to Ritterbush, left wing. Stops. Top of the key to Simon. Simon's with a drive. Forces up a shot. A foul called against Spires, and her shoulders just droop as she picks up her fourth.
Well, the ref that called it had the same view I did, and Spires had her left hand wrapped up in the ball, but we couldn't see that hand or the ball through the player. The ref had the same view, and yet he's calling that foul. I understand her frustration.
Boy, air ball shot by Simons. So Spires is going to come out for the rest of the third quarter, replaced by Tori Taylor. Spires has 15 points. Simons' second free throw is no good. Rebound tipped by Ritterbush. It's Glenwood ball out of bounds. 43-20 Glenwood.
Tell you what, Palisade has shot 13 free throws versus only 5 for Glenwood.
Home cooking. Taylor up the court to Matei Ennewald. Pass to Nykerk. Nykerk cross court pass to Sorensen. Sorensen to Taylor. TT back to Sorensen. Three pointer, top of the key, off the rim. Won't get the bounce. Rebound should have been over the top, but it's out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Taylor handing it to the official. And TT will inbound it. Standing near the P of Palisade at the baseline. And she lobs it, trying to get it into Ennewald, trying to feed it in there, and picked off by Inman for Palisade. Ritterbush has the ball now. Pass almost stolen by Nykerk, and they call Taya for a foul. Going for that steal. She bumped into Braylee McCaskill. Each team with 3 fouls. Nykerk's second. Minute 46 to go in the third. 43-20 Glenwood.
Inbounds pass was knocked away by Sorensen.
Pass to McCaskill. Baseline jumper. 18-footer. No good. Rebound in the hands of Lila Lancaster. Missed an easy shot. Spun off the rim. Nykerk brings up the ball at the court. Fakes. Kicks it out to Stewart. Stewart pass to Ennewald. Taken by Taylor. Lays it up with the right hand. No good. And TT to the line for two. She was fouled by Inman.
That foul kind of came after the shot as she was trying to come back down to the ground.
Each team with 4. Taylor misses the first free throw.
It's the one thing about Tori Taylor's game tonight. She's 0 for 3 from the line so far. See if she can't.
Edelwald out. She'll sit in the rest of the third. Taylor's second free throw off the front of the rim. No good. Pass up the court. Picked off by Sorensen. Couldn't quite find the handle and lost it out of bounds. Almost picked off under the basket. 43-20 Glenwood. Minute 22 to go in the third. Pass into McCaskill. McCaskill. And a steal by Tori Taylor. Tori Taylor with two defenders on her back. Lays it up and in calmly. Taylor with 12 points. Minute 5 to go in the third quarter. 45-20 Glenwood. This pass picked off by Maddie Stewart. Stewart out number 2-1. Kicks it out to Nykirk. Baseline drive. Stops. Double team. Goes to Stewart. Stewart top of the key to Sorensen for three. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound Tori Taylor. Now it's going to be a foul against Tori. Coming over the top. And that is her third. 25-point lead for Glenwood. 46 seconds left in the third.
Tell you what. Tori Taylor has 7 steals. Contributing to her 12 points. I mean, that's just incredible.
Yeah. Whale of a game.
Yeah, they're about to clear 20 steals as a team.
McCaskill stops, kicks it over to Lily Taylor. Taylor right wing, back to McCaskill. To number 22, Lila Lancaster, to Taylor. Taylor's pass, trying to go to the post, picked off initially by Nykirk, back into the hands of Taylor, and then Nykirk's going to be called for a foul trying to get it back.
You can tell the Glenwood girls are starting to get frustrated by these foul calls.
Yeah. 45-20 Glenwood, 26 seconds left in the third. To Lily Taylor, to McCaskill.
Oh, she stepped over the line.
Yep. She knew it. Just her toe went over the line there at half court. Maddie Stewart will inbound for Glenwood right in front of the scorer's bench. Goes into Sorensen. Looks up at the clock. Has plenty of time to execute a play here. Crossover dribble. Lobs it to Stewart left wing. Dribbles a couple times. Kick over to Nykirk. Top of the key. Finds a lane. Now goes to Sorensen. Sorensen left wing. Down to Nykirk. Threw it too high. And a steal. Taken back by Palisade. Sadie Bunker. And a steal by Bailey Winder. And there's the buzzer ending the third quarter. 45-20. Glenwood with the lead. We'll go to the fourth after this on KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. We go to the fourth quarter. Glenwood with a healthy lead, 45-20. Glenwood outscored Palisade 15-6 in that third quarter. Spires back in the game with 4 fouls. Inbounding to Brianna Sorensen. Now Lindsey Helms in the game for Glenwood. Spires has it. Dribbles around top of the key. Hands it off to Patch. Patch bounce pass to Sorensen, right wing. Drives right side, now backs up. Dribbles around top of the key. Goes to Spires, left wing. Joslin, back to Sorensen, top of the key. Underhands it to Ruby Patch. Patch about to Spires. Spires fakes, drives in the lane. Foul's going to be called against Ellie Sirianni. That's 16 fouls, her second. Patch inbounds to Spires, top of the key, three-pointer, all alone. You betcha. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Beautiful.
Sweet stroke.
It's just a money shot. She's got it dialed in tonight.
48-20, Glenwood. Lily Taylor to Eddie Ritterbush. Here's Ritterbush, gets a pass underneath, puts up a shot, contested, draws the foul. That'll put her at the line for two. Ruby Patch picks up her first.
So Ritterbush is 4 for 6 from the line so far.
Make it
5 for 7.
Yeah. Her second free throw is perfect. Got a nice touch. 48-22, Glenwood. Coming up on the 7-minute mark. Pass up the court to Sorensen. Down low to Helms. Puts up a shot from the baseline. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Palisade up the court to Chloe Simons. Baseline. Floater. No, she passed it through the key. Too much mustard on that one, but this retrieve by Palisade almost went out of bounds. Recovered by Seriani. Here's Ritterbush to Simons. No. That's a three-pointer attempted by... That was Lancaster. Here's Taylor for a 17-footer. No good. Rebound taken by Ennewald. Ennewald to Sorensen. Brianna to Spires, right wing. To Sorensen, left wing to Patch. Pass to Sorensen. Hold the ball over her head. Left wing to Patch. Sorensen with a drive. Kicks it over. No, they're going to call traveling on Brianna Sorensen. Nykerk's going to come back in for Glenwood. And Brianna Sorensen coming out. 48-22 Glenwood. Here's Taylor to Simons for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Nykerk will bring it up. Looking up the floor. Stops. Goes to Spires, right wing. Gets a pick from Nykerk. Stops top of the key. Nice pass into Patch. Patch with a 10-foot jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound caroms around on the floor. Picked up by Nykerk. Goes down to Ennewald. Ennewald fakes. Gets blocked there and a jump ball called. Mate has been a little bit frustrated tonight.
Yeah. Just has not even had a chance to get a clean shot
off.
She
hasn't scored tonight.
Nope.
Which is unusual. But Tori Taylor's been picking up the slack. Ritterbush with a drive. Stops, shoots from 12 feet. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Nykerk. She's got some big boards tonight, number four. Taya brings it up. Lobs it in the near corner to Patch. Down low to Helms. Missed the easy shot.
She just needs to slow down and get her body turned.
Yeah, she wasn't square. Here's Simons for a three-pointer. Air ball. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Jump ball called. Possession Glenwood. 5:10 to go in the game. Glenwood with a 48-22 lead. And Ennewald is going to come out, replaced by Bailey Winder. Spires will bring it up. Flips it over to Nykerk, left wing. Winder trying to post up. Top of the key to Helms. Helms right wing to Patch. Back to Helms, top of the key. Helms to Patch. Spires in the corner. To Patch, right wing. Nykerk. Quick pass to Winder. Winder to Nykerk, left wing. Down to Helms. Helms dribble, shoots, and found a sweet spot that time. Lindsay Helms with the bucket. Her first. It's 50-22 Glenwood. Taylor to Ritterbush to Fricky. Back to Lily Taylor. Drive along the baseline by Simons. Jumpers and air ball into the hands of Spires. Spires wrestles it away from the defender. Behind the back dribble, she's so quick. Flips it to Ruby Patch, left wing. Right wing to Nykerk. To Patch, top of the key. Patch drives. Spires, left wing. Three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped away. Battle for it. It's going to be taken by Palisade. Pulled away by Lila Lancaster. Here's a steal by Spires. Gets it back. Double teamed. Reverse layup doesn't go, but she's fouled. Jocelyn Spires has had a little extra dose of Red Bull or something.
Yeah.
She is just...
Well, her and Taylor both have 7 steals apiece. That's 20 steals total for Glenwood so far.
Jocelyn Spires at the line for 2 shots. First free throw plopped in.
She's coming up on 20 points.
Yep, 19 points. Woo. Inman in for Palisade. Patch is out.
Well, and Davies is in for Glenwood for the first time.
And Spires has 20 points. 52-22 Glenwood. Spires will come out. That is probably her night. Hey. Loosen up the sneakers. You're done. That's a pretty good night at the office. 20 points. 30-point lead with 3:39 to go. Pass underneath. Picked off by Glenwood. Steal by Davies. It's a pass down to Helms. Helms kicks it out to Nykerk. Nykerk with the drive. Hands it out to Helms. Jumper banks it in. Lindsey Helms finds that the bank is open after hours. 54-22 Glenwood. A couple of buckets for Lindsey Helms. After here's a steal by Helms. And Helms is fouled by Ritterbusch. Each team was seven, so 1-1 for Lindsey Helms.
I have never had to go down to a second line for steals. We're at 22 steals for Glenwood.
Lindsey's first free throw off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Palisade. Pulled down by Seriani, or rather Sadie Bunker. Parker to McCaskill. There's a three-pointer left wing. That's a brick. Put up by Fricky. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Nykerk takes it, shoots it. They're going to call offensive foul. And they get excited about that here at Palisade.
Coach Rhonda has turned her back to the refs and is just smiling at her assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Knowing that anything she has to say right now would not be good.
That's Taya's fourth, and she's going to come out.
Yeah.
54-22 Glenwood. McCaskill to Lexi Taylor. Trying to go to Inman. Loose ball. Ends up on the floor. Jump ball. Possession Palisade. Lexi Taylor inbounding. Running out of time. That ball dribbled into traffic by Bunker. Goes top of the key to McCaskill. Lexi Taylor. Bounce pass to Inman.
She traveled.
Yep. 54-22. Palisade racking up the turnovers.
28 turnovers.
Yikes. More turnovers than points. Sorensen will walk it up. Flips it to Stewart. Stewart stops. Hands it off to Winder. Shot is short at the block there. Just didn't use the glass.
Yeah, it's going to be red ball. Inman and Taylor were fighting over it and ended up going out of bounds.
Chloe Davies inbounding, goes into Winder, tries it again, missed the shot. Rebound, they're going to call foul on Davies. Well, when you get, you know, I think 15 cents per foul, that adds up. I mean, it helps with the gas money and the meal money.
Yeah, is that how we're getting paid as refs these days?
Oh, give them a hard time.
Boy, can you imagine?
God love them. They're doing unforgiving work. First free throw is no good. Rebound chased down by Palisade. Lexi Taylor. Hand off to Inman. Bobbles it. In three defenders on her. But nowhere to go. Bunker down to Inman. Forces one up. Doesn't go. Rebound put back is good. As Snover hits the basket. Timeout. Is it timeout, Palisade? 30-second timeout. A minute 47 to go in the ball game. 54-24. Glenwood with the lead. So I think it's safe to put him down for win number 9.
Yeah, I think so. Boy, what a... Even though, you know, we're seeing, you know, Stewart, Davies, and Helms, and, you know, the kind of the backups in there. Well, the intensity has not let up this game. I mean, their
right.
Defense is just swarming all over the ball. Palisade players, you can tell, are just frustrated. And there's no room to move.
You know, Davies and Helms
and Stewart.
Stewart and Winder all played a JV game and lost by double digits. So they're kind of taking out their frustrations. Now what? Okay, here we go.
Not everybody was ready, apparently.
Davies into Sorensen. Brianna just there to guide the team. Well, Stewart.
She's the only one that not really in foul trouble.
Right, yeah, true. Stewart with a drive. triple team. Hands it off to Winder. Winder top of the key to Davies. Davies to Sorensen. Sorensen with the drive. Goes to Davies. Back to Sorensen in the far corner. Stewart, bounce pass to Winder. Back to Sorensen. Three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Stump. Taken by Palisade, almost.
Yeah, it looked like Stewart, but Bunker ripped it away from her.
McCaskill to Snover. Back to McCaskill. Under a minute to go. Lexi Taylor. What you call garbage time here. Snover with a jumper from 15. Won't get the bounce. Rebound.
It was rebound by Lexi Taylor. And then it was blocked by Sorensen.
45 seconds left in this one. Sadie Bunker. Pass to Snover. McCaskill, top of the key. Palisade, the shot put up by McCaskill doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Palisade. Another jump shot, that one from 8 feet by Bunker. Here's Chloe Davies, jump shot from 10. Good.
Nice.
Everybody in the pool. 56-26 Glenwood. 9 seconds, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1, baseline jumper good by Snover, and that will do it. Final score, Glenwood 56, Palisade 28.
Boy, they got rid of that real quick, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
So you got 15, 19, 20. Yeah, 28.
Okay. He got rid of that score. 56-28, Glenwood with
possible.
The win over Palisade. We'll be back after this on KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. The Glenwood Lady Demons take care of business when they're second in a row as they beat Palisade handily, 56-28. Outscored Palisade 14-10 in the first, 16-4 in the second, 15-6 in the third, and 11-8 in the fourth quarter as the backups taking care of business for the final 8 minutes or so. Big night for Jocelyn Spires, 20 points following a 22-point performance in the win over Montrose, so she's on a roll. Ruby Patch with 6 points. Taya Nykirk with 6. Maddie Stewart came in off the bench, knocked down a 2. Lindsey Helms with a couple of baskets in that fourth quarter. Tori Taylor, huge night. Great first half. Finished with 12 points for the game. Brianna Sorensen, 4 points. A few assists, doing her thing, guiding the offense. Chloe Davies off the bench with 2 points. Maddie Ritterbush averages about 13 a game. That's what she hit tonight. Only three field goals, including a three-pointer that rattled in. She had 13 points. Chloe Simons with 2. Brene Snover with 4. 6 points scored by Lily Taylor. Glenwood goes to 9-5 in league play, or 9-5 overall, I should say. And Palisade falls to 5-11. Glenwood has Summit at home on Tuesday night.
Yeah, rebound leaders. Nykirk had 8 rebounds to lead everybody. She also had 4 assists and 3 steals, so she had a great game. Spires and Taylor both had 7 steals apiece. I mean, this is an incredible. We had 22 steals tonight. I think that's the most I've seen since I've been doing this with you. Out of 28 overall turnovers for Palisade.
Wow.
Ritterbush leads all of Palisade with 5 rebounds. One of those on the offensive boards, but. But I tell you what, you know, the rebounds were spread out across everybody there. You know, one surprise to me was, you know, Ennewald kept scoreless tonight after such a good, a good game against Montrose.
Yeah.
She just did not have the opportunity and, you know, got tied up on a couple of things, you know, a couple jump balls, just never got a clean shot off. But it didn't matter. I mean, Taylor was a terror on defense tonight. I mean, she was just all over the place. Playing the top of the key, too.
Yeah, call it Terror Taylor.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was quite the defensive display tonight for everybody. 22 steals. That's incredible.
Glenwood wins it 56-28. Glenwood boys 7-7 after their big win over Montrose the other night, taking on the 8-7 Palisade Bulldogs. That's coming up in just a few minutes. This is KMTS.